Yes. Oh, come in. Yeah. Just unzip and come in. Oh, man, am I glad to see you. Wow, you are soaking wet. You look like a drowned puppy. I was really starting to get worried, and I was going to come out and find you. What happened? Did you take a wrong turn somewhere? All right, you're safe now, so let's get you out of those sopping wet clothes. Get you warm. Here, take off your jacket. And I have a nice towel I brought from home, so it would be fluffy and warm and cozy. Let's do your hair. And your neck. Here, you need to take off that t-shirt. Yeah, it's really chilly out there, isn't it? Did you lose track of the trail? Turn around, let me get your back. If I rub you fast enough, I can get your blood going and get you warmed up. Just like that. Okay, arms up. All right. Why don't you take those pants off? Oh, don't worry about it. I've seen it all. After years of being a scoutmaster, taking you guys camping, I have seen it all. Believe me. Besides, aren't you wearing your thermals underneath there? Okay, then. Just take your pants off and keep your thermals on. One leg up. Other leg up. And just get your tummy dry. Yeah, turn around. I'll get your lower back. Is this helping warm you up? Your top half. I guess you really should take those thermals off. I mean, they're completely wet too, and there's no way you're gonna get your body heat up if you keep them on. Yeah, I'm afraid you'd have to. You have to take them off. I won't look, I promise. I will just turn away and you go ahead and take them off. And then we'll put this towel around you. Here we can hang your thermals up by the fire, and they'll be dry in no time. Okay, deal. All right, I'm not looking. Go ahead. Here's the towel. Let me just wrap that around you. Fold it around the middle. All right. Tell me what happened. Tell me all about it. Did you have water with you? Oh, that was smart. Good. You went off trail? Bushwhacking? In the dark? Oh my goodness. Well, you look pretty good. No scratches. I just thought of something though. If you went bushwhacking, I really should do a tick inspection on you. Yeah, they were probably looking for a nice warm body themselves. Where's my flashlight? It's so dark in here. No, you really do need, you need to be checked. You don't want to get Lyme disease, do you? Okay, then. Here's my flashlight. Let me just start by... I'll come up behind you like this and I'll start with your scalp. Run my fingers through your hair. Oh, it's a little hard holding the flashlight. Where's my headlamp? Ah, here it is. I'm gonna come up behind you and shine the light down on your hair and rub my fingers through your hair. Does that give you goosebumps? Sorry. I'm trying to get you warm, not give you the shivers. Your scalp seems to be fine. Now let me check your neck. Good. Side of your neck. All right. And your shoulders. Boy, your shoulders sure have gotten broad over the last year. Nice. And this tiny waist. Let me check your chest by reaching around. No ticks there. I need to just open this towel a bit. Don't worry, like I said, I've seen it all. Hold that open and shine my light in here. And pull this thigh over. Can you spread a little bit? That's right. Good. Boy, this light is bright, isn't it? Okay. First glance, everything looks really good. I just need to check under, right under your, yeah, can you lift those up and spread? Okay. Just haven't been this close to to one of those in a long. It's been a while. Can you stand up and turn around? I need to check your butt, actually. Yeah, I realize it's embarrassing, but you've got to do it, so let's just do it, okay? Good. All right, stand up. I'm going to put my hand right here and spread this cheek. Have a quick look. Okay. And now the other cheek. Even with this light shining directly there, it's still so hard to see. Can you bend over? Maybe I can just reach in here and check this spot right under your butt, but not quite your balls, okay? Maybe if I get down here, I can see better. Oh. Yeah, oh, everything. Okay, everything looks good in that department. Sit back down. I've got an extra pair of thermals if you want to put them on. Yeah? Here you go. It's getting kind of late. There's no way I'm going out there and putting a tent up in this rain. So I guess you're stuck with me tonight. Are you okay with that? Well, we might as well get ready for bed. There's not much else to do. Everybody else is already in their tents. Might actually be sleeping. I'm gonna sleep in my thermals. Is that okay with you? Oh, it is? Well, You can sleep in my sleeping bag. Yeah, you don't want to sleep in that. It's just not pleasant. It's okay. You're wearing thermals. I'm wearing thermals, even though mine are really small and I'm kind of busting out of them everywhere. I didn't realize I wasn't getting the right size. I didn't think anybody was going to be actually seeing them. I'll get in first. Climb on in. This is a pretty good survival idea because our body heat will warm you up. You are kind of shivering, or maybe that's trembling. Do you want to sleep facing each other, or do you want to turn around? Okay. I'll face this side and you can warm up your chest against my back to start, and then maybe we can switch. Well, I'm really glad you made it back safely. Good night. Sorry. It's a bit of a tight squeeze in here. I'm just trying to get comfortable. Sorry, but I kind of have to jiggle my leg to fall asleep. I hope that's not gonna bother you or keep you awake. It's kind of like self-rocking. I know it's slightly weird, but just what I've done forever. I can't fall asleep without doing. Is my leg bothering you? Kind of seems like you're not falling asleep. My ass is shaking. No, I'm not bruising my butt into you on purpose. You should stop. Stop. Okay, look. Listen, I could feel you trying to press into my butt. No, you can't do that. Because I'm the scout leader and you're under my care. Just not appropriate. Are you saying that you're not hard? Look at that. Your penis is poking against those thermals. And there's even a little wet spot right there. See? Right there. Look at it. Straining. Give me your hand. Here, put it here. Feel my breasts. You're not the only thing poking out of your thermals. Yeah, squeeze them. Oh. these down. Chest against bare chest. So nice and warm. Pull your thermals down. I know we're not supposed to do this, but since you made me want to, yeah. Inside me and warm me up. Oh yeah, like that. Oh fuck yeah. Let it all out. Oh fuck. Oh God. Just stay inside for a little while. Just stay inside so I can milk you with my pussy and make sure you give me every drop of cum. Are you warm? Hot even? Worked up a sweat. Oh, that was really fun. Well, I'm glad I was able to warm you up. Mm.